We are here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference at the Science Centre in Glasgow. Delighted to be joined by Ken Reid, who is a volunteer with RNIB. He was also part of the roundtable yesterday discussing the future of technology. So tell us, first of all, about yesterday. What was that experience like, Ken?
It was a great day yesterday. It was so nice to be at a face-to-face event where we can gather together. There's networking over breakfast, over lunch, over dinner. But also, you know, really great speakers from all over the world, certainly representatives from the USA, from other parts of Europe, even from the east of Scotland. So that was my part.
Yeah, more importantly.
And so it was good to be there. And, you know, the conference is titled Inclusive Design. So to me, that's everything. That's not just technology. That's every little part of life. So, you know, as part of the roundtable, What did I appreciate from the last 20 years was the question, and what did I want to see in the future? And I did say at the time that one of the biggest things that's changed in 20 years is that there are efforts to give us access to voting as blind and partially sighted people. Mm-hmm. And it ought to work. It is capable of working, but it still doesn't do the job for us. So it's not inclusive design. It's taken a 19th century solution to democracy, and then we've tried to tweak it to suit blind and partially sighted people, but it doesn't do the job perfectly. And many people feel excluded from democracy because of that. So my statement, my call to the industry that are here today and yesterday to listen to is that we need to think about voting from the bottom up and not try and tweak the 150-year-old system that we've got, but come up with a really good new solution to enable everybody to vote on equal terms.
Now, obviously, this is day two of the conference. Mm. Have you managed to have a look around the stalls, and what are you particularly impressed with?
I haven't yet managed to have a look at the stalls, I have to be honest. I've been too busy networking. I love the sound of the robotic guide dog because I'm allergic to dogs, and so I've never been able to have a guide dog and wouldn't have one because of that. But to have a robotic one, that sounds quite appealing, really. That, yeah, I just get home and I switch it off, maybe plug it in.
You don't have to feed it, clean up after it.
Don't have to take a poly bag to its back end, mm-hmm. None of that stuff. It sounds quite appealing, really.
So what are you looking forward to today?
Well, again, we've got loads of speakers from all over. We've got Google speaking, and you know, who doesn't have to deal with Google at some point in their daily lives? So it'll be interesting to see what they've got to say. Dr. Mary Thurston from Aberdeen University. It's my alma mater, and I've known Mary for a long time, so I'll look forward to hearing what she's got to say as well. And then there's this really weird title. It's Green Media, and I'm not sure what that is. I was talking to somebody earlier, and so my experience of green media is for people with dyslexia printing things out in green paper. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to be hearing there, but sounds like a fascinating thing to be as a part of the conference. So it's going to be exciting to see what's coming next.
How important are events like these for blind and partially sighted people to come along and get an idea of what's happening?
I think it's not just for us to see what's happening, and it's also for those who are developing to see what's happening in our lives and see what's important to us. There's little point in technologists sitting in darkened rooms with cups of coffee going cold beside them. They need to come out and meet the users and talk to us and get our experience. And you know, it's great to invent a fantastic mousetrap, but if nobody actually wants their mice caught, there's no point in having a mousetrap. So come and talk to us about what we actually need and what will make a difference to us, and then take those ideas away. So it's an interaction between the users and the developers, and that's really, really important. On top of that, there's also a fantastic networking between the users, and I've met so many people over the yesterday and today that I haven't seen for a long time, and a chance to catch up, see what's been happening, see what's new in everybody's lives. Great experience.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thanks very much.